Okay, so we're talking about Shema. So last time we talked, the Ahavta, the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. And what does Ahavas Hashem have to do with Yichud Hashem, which is the first psukim? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And we say Hashem Echad, which is Kabbal Somach Shemaim, saying everything about the Hanhag of Hashem in the Bria. Hashem directs everything and makes everything happen. And it's only Hashem is only Kach. And that leads to Ahavas Hashem, which we said in the Rambam is based on a certain understanding, a closeness in your understanding to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why the Rambam says that the way to achieve Ahava is either through Limud HaTorah or through looking at the Bria. That's how you achieve Ahava. Ahava means a deep understanding and a rotzen to be connected with Ribbono Shel Olam. They bring, like you said, from the Shabbat, from the Sefer Charedim, that when you're saying the Psukim of Ahava, you're supposed to feel the Ahava Hashem. Otherwise, it's like, it says if you say Kriya Shema without tefillin, it's like you're being made a checker by Atzmai. You're saying false testimony. You're saying, I wear tefillin. You're not wearing tefillin. So you also have to say, when you have saying the psukim Avas Hashem, to feel the Ahava. Okay. Now, after that, we say, the psukim is mitzav and a whole bunch of mitzvahs. So I want to go through it and see what's the connection between these things and Avas Hashem. So it's, I think, I have a Mardik Pshat over here. These words should be Alav Avecha. So which words, first of all? So Pasha, let's go back on Shema, which means Yichud Hashem, and Avas Hashem. Those two things should be Alav Avecha constantly. So that's Pasha Pshat. But Chazal tell us that it's also referring Bechlal to Limud HaTorah. And that's what the Rambam said. How are you going to achieve Avas Hashem by putting the words of Torah on your lave constantly? So it's Advar Ma'ela was referring to the parasha before Shema, which is talking over there. Talks about you have to be shomer the mitzvahs, and all those words should be Alav Avacha. So according to that pshat, this is going to enable your Ahava, but the Pashup Shad is, what's going on out there?
A car's alarm is
okay. Alav Avecha. Okay. Now, okay. The Indian of Vahayu Advar Ma'ila is like the Rambam says, the Pasha is going on Limud HaTorah in general. Now, then we go on to say certain things like this. We say, Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Hayoim. And Rashi says, Hayoim means, Sheyichol Yoim Kilu Kechadashim. Should feel every day like it's new. So first of all, on that I saw, Rav Schwab said, he said he had a ma'aseh, and from this he got a new deher in this pasuk. He said that one time there was a conservative rabbi came to talk to him. And he said, you know, what do you have against conservative Judaism? You know, we're very into Jewish tradition. I even put on tefillin every day. So Rav Schwab says, I could care less about Jewish tradition. So he says, well, I not just gefilte fish, you know, I put on tefillin. He says, because why do you put on tefillin? That's my father put on tefillin. We have to keep the traditions. He said, just because my father put on tefillin, I could care less if my father put on tefillin. I said, you could care less if your father put on tefillin? Really? And you call yourself an Orthodox? I mean, where? He says, yeah, you know, and as a matter of fact, my father kept the holidays. I could care less if my father kept the holidays. I said, what? You know, this is crazy. He says, you know, what's the matter with you? You got to keep... He says, so why do you do it then? He says, I don't do it because my father did it. What do I care my father did it? I do it because Hashem commanded me to do it. So it has nothing to do with tradition, not tradition. The point is, Hashem commanded me. So he says that you got it there. That's what pasuk means. That every person is getting a constant sivui. That's another knetch in this thing. There's a constant secret klaiyos that every person has to do. Now, why is that important in this? Because the way we're going to learn all these psukim now is that there's a certain way to do a mitzvah that you're doing it to be yoytze. It's important. You got to do it. You're yoytze. There's another way to do the mitzvah that you're doing it to show your ava to Hashem. To amor adios. You're doing it to show your love to Hashem. The love of Hashem means the desire to be constantly connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you could do a mitzvah and you do it. Well, fine, yes. These mitzvahs that we're going to talk about and what the level that the parsha here is referring to doing mitzvahs in a way that's going to develop and create this constant connection with Hashem. And that's what we're going to see here. Okay? So it says, Vishinantom Levanech. So the first thing is you have to teach it to your child. Why teach it to your child? Look, my father's a lawyer, so I have to be a lawyer. My father's a dentist, so I have to be a dentist. What's the big deal that why do you have to teach it to your child? Terence is, you teach it to your child because this is, you realize, not because, well, it's a good career, it's a good profession. No, I'm a doctor, you could be a lawyer. But here the point is, this is the way that you felt that you can develop Avas Hashem. So you want to give that over to your child because this is the greatest level of connection that you could feel. So you want to give that over. Also, we learn now, Vishinantam Levanacha means she mechudodim beficha. Mechudodim beficha, atagangim toim aloi, alam aloi miyad. If someone asks you a question, you have to know it clear. You shouldn't have to look it up and wait and hack around. So it's the level of yediyah, which is not kifi derech hateva. You have to have such a sharp level of yediyah, which is shleika derech hateva. So why is that necessary? So learn it. I mean, why is it so important to achieve this level? Because again, the Torah is describing the learning of Torah, which is going to be an expression of Ahava, which is going to be a dveikus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So a person's going to constantly be learning and learning that they're going to be connected to the Torah in this way. They don't want to like chepper the Ahava. It's not just about knowing the Torah. It's about learning the Torah and learning the Ribbono Shel Olam, so using the Torah to connect to Hashem. So in Yediyas HaTorah, I don't know if there's a chiyuv of Vishinanta. When it says Alav Avachas, so there's a famous story with the Goyim that the Reb Chaim Volozhiner said that how well did the Vilna Goyim know to call Tar Kula? So he says, you know, if I would ask you in Ashrei, right? Tell me the word right before, right after S, Pesach S. What's the next word? Yadecha, you know, clear, everywhere. So he says, wow, the Vilna Goyim knew Kol HaTorah Kulo, like that. He could tell you the next word. You would tell him any word in the whole Kol HaTorah, he would tell you the next word. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner said more than that. So not only he knew it like you know Ashrei, he knew it better than you know Ashrei. The whole Torah, why? Because if you say Pesach S and I ask you for the next word, say Yadecha. If I would ask you, what's the word before Yadecha? So you have to start from the beginning of the Pasuk. Right? Pesach, okay, I can figure it out, right? So what's the word before Ratzin? You have to start from the beginning of the Pasuk. You don't know, right? The Goyim knew Kol HaTorah Kulo, and he could tell you even the word before any word. Any word he would tell you, could tell you the word before. So someone has to ask the Reb Chaim Volozhiner, so what's the point? It's like a riddle. I mean, is it where do you see anywhere a chiyuv to know it that way? So he said, because it says in the Pasuk Mishnah, Kasvei Maluach Libecha. So if you're looking at a sitter, it makes no difference the word before, the word after. You could see clearly, you see all three words. So you know which word is before or after. So if you know Kol HaTorah Kulo, like it's Kasvei Maluach Libecha, it's written on your lathe, so then you see everything. So that it's saying Hayom Alav Avacha, that the Torah should be Alav Avacha, means it should be constantly there. Since the Torah is not just about learning it, the darg of a kasvei luach libach means it's constantly there in front of you. It's there in front of you, and it's your means of connecting to your Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav, I don't know if you know Nechem Feigenbaum? Remember him? So Rav Feigenbaum Shver was a goyin Rav Isser Wolfson, that's all. You remember him? Yeah?
For the Shver?
Yeah. Rav Isser Wolfson was a dayan in Pesach, so I knew him. So he was a yid that he was thinking, learning all day. like literally I saw him bumping into a, walking into a pole straight, you know, and not just I say stories, like I saw it, you know, he was thinking, learning all day. So, so they said one time they used to say in yeshiva that he learned the Gemara from like this size. So one of his chavrusa like brought in like one of these big Gemaras. He says, why are you learning from such a big Gemara? I don't know, why are you learning from such a small Gemara? So he says, because this way I could see the whole page at once. And then, so once I see the whole page, I got it. You know, you can only see half a page at a time. You know, so you know, but there's a darga that, you know, you can have such a clarity that it's always there. And this is a way to constantly be connected through the Torah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Vishinantam Lavanecha. And that connects very well with the next one. V'dibarto bom. What's a chiddush of dibarto bom? Chazal tells us, v'dibarto bom v'loy b'divrei chulin. He's supposed to speak only in Torah. Bum rishus, it's a Gemara Numa. Bum yesh tachol rishus adaber v'lo b'dvar macher. There's different ways Chazal say it. But it's a Gemara Numa in Laban Ches, it's a Gemara on other places. Bum v'lo b'dvar macherim. Or it says bum v'lo b'dvar b'telim. I think Rashi and Chumash maybe brings that down. That the dibart of bum means to the exclusion of other things. So again, it's the same thing. Out of the midst of Talmud Torah, you're learning. So you, in your free time, you can't, what's a Kamal Fuke? When you're supposed to be learning, it's Bittul Torah to speak about other things. So Mishnah is not talking about when it's Bittul Torah. It's Mishnah talking about that you have a Heter to speak about other things. But nothing else should interest you. You should be constantly davuk to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to Torah, that nothing else, you shouldn't be talking about anything else. Nothing else should take up space in your heart that it should be interesting to you. Nothing else should interest you. So bum v'loy b'dvar macher. So there's besides the isser b'tol Torah, there's an extra isser from the dibar to bum not to speak about other things except for Torah.
That's, why do we speak about it?
You're only going to be a chumash with Rashi. I think Rashi himself and chumash brings it down.
I remember hearing a story or reading a story a long time ago about the idea where they're living in an apartment building. And he looked out the window and he see flames of smoke shooting out of the apartment next door. Fire engines were there, police were there, people were running here and there. He was watching all this from his next door, from the next door window. All of a sudden his grandfather walks into the room, or some elderly mental figure. He says, hey, Yindu, I hear people tell me you're a big Talmud Chacham in Yeshiva. What out there could possibly be of interest to you?
Yeah.
I pulled him away. Yeah,
exactly.
So how can you make this? How are allowed to talk about other things and have other interests? I mean, like, how do we have careers? And
what?
How do we, you know, it's like part of humanity.
Oh, so Rashi says it a little differently.
Yeah.
So Rashi says, V'dibarta bom shaloya ikur diburcha el abom. So Rav Hirsch actually is medayik. Ikar dibur chavaisis. You could have other dibur, but either way, asim ikar v'alta asim tafel. What does that mean? Asim ikar v'alta. What's this whole rash? You're supposed to learn as much as you learn and work as much as you need to work. We know that already. What's this extra chiyuv here? There's a chiyuv that you're supposed to be connected to Torah no matter what you're doing. So yeah, Rashi. The Gemara Numa is a little stronger than Rashi. Gemara Numa says bam v'loy b'dvar macherim. But the Gemara in the way Rashi brings it down is Shaloya Ikar Diburcha Elabam. Okay? And that means, again, if we're just, okay, listen, I have mitzvahs. Hashem gave me mitzvahs. I'm Jewish. I got to keep my tradition. So I learn, you know, learn in the morning. I do my thing, whatever. And move on in life. No, the point is, Shaloya Ikar Diburcha Elabam. The Ikar of a person of a Yid is through Torah. Is that? Because we're talking about in the context of Avas Hashem. These mitzvahs that this psukim is all talking about, this is the way to express your Avas Hashem. So if a person is learning to get by, to do his mitzvah, to batar his chiyah, fine. But if you're learning as an expression, or as a means, either way, to get to Avas Hashem, or as an expression of the Avas Hashem, then a person is going to constantly be connected to it. So there's an extra darga, an extra knetch over here that doesn't say it in the regular mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's an extra knetch over here, which is the extra connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why it says b'shivtecha b'veisecha, when you're sitting at home. Now, the Vilna Gaon's brother it's brought down in the Sefer Eitz Yosef in the Eitz Tfilas. The Vilna Gaon's brother said, whenever it says b'shiftecha, the Lashon Vayeshev is referring to Parnasa. Like it says, he says a few examples. He says, Vayeshev Moshe Lishbait Yisra'am, Vayeshevu Ba'aretz Vayischaru Ba. So it means b'shiftecha, b'veisecha, means when you're sitting, means when you're Isaac in your Parnasa Taka, still what are you supposed to be doing? Learning. You're supposed to be thinking and learning. Even like Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, right? Even when you're in the field, you're supposed to be thinking and learning. Uvelechtecha v'derech means when you're on your way to work. So on your way to work, you're supposed to be listening to a shir, you know, and on your and at work, you're supposed to be chazing over what you learned on the way to work. Okay, so you're supposed to be constantly connected. So now that means that's B'shem Devil Nagon's brother. So again, we're not talking here about are you going to be over bittul Torah necessarily if you have to concentrate on it. The point is that this is an extra way to be connected to Torah and through Torah to the Ribono Shel Olam. Surround your whole day with Limud HaTorah. So again, it's not just about doing the mitzvah, it's about using the mitzvah to connect to Hashem, and as an expression of your Av and your Ratzon to connect, that's why you have these extra madrigas. Now then afterwards it says, continues the same thing. Uksharatom lois al yodecha. Take this and put it on as an ois on your hand. Now even though we don't put it on your hand, you put it on the Zraya. We put it on the Zraya, but the point of the hand is what you do things with. You don't, you know, you accomplish with your hand. So you put it over here to show that everything I do is as an Eved Hashem. It's an ois. What's an ois for? What is the tefillin in ois for? An ois means a sign. A sign of what? A sign that we're Avdei Hashem. Just like the Bris Milah is a sign that we're in Eved Hashem. And that's a sign that's permanently with us. So the sign, that's who we are. What about how we behave? Do we behave as Avdei Hashem? And we think as Avdei Hashem, so that's the Tefillin Shel Yad, that's the Tefillin Shel Reish, what we think and what we do. But it's not, again, it's not just I do mitzvahs. No, I do mitzvahs as an Eved Hashem. I do mitzvahs as because of my Ava and constant connection. And Eved is not just random selection of Maisim that he does because his Adon commanded him. Everything that Eved does is an expression of his Avdus. Right? Even a poil, by the way, I was learning Wednesday night, give a shir, and we're learning the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you hire a worker, a secretary, or whatever, and whatever they do, they're supposed to, you know, whatever I need, they're doing for me. Go give me a coffee, go put this in the mail, whatever. And they go in the street, and they find a lottery ticket, and that's the winning lottery ticket, belongs to the boss. Because they are meshubit to work for me. Anything they do is for me. So if they make extra, now, obviously, to that, the people in the shir wanted to know, well, let's say they go speed, on the way they were speeding and they got a ticket. You have to pay that too? So, whatever. But the point is that whatever the Eved does is an expression of his avdus. It's not just, you know, now I'm getting your coffee. No, I'm an Eved, and that's just how I'm expressing the avdus right now. So, the tefillin is saying, everything I do is not just because, oh, I choose now to work, I choose now to do mitzvah. It's all an expression of my relationship with Hashem. So, the k'shartam lo'is al yodecha, the putting on tefillin expresses that what I'm going to do today is going to be as an Eved Hashem. It's not just going to be, you know, what I choose to do or a random, unconnected mitzvah. It's all in the context of my avdus. And that's why, obviously, on Shabbos, so we say we have a different ois of our relationship with Hashem. Hashem created the world. So we're celebrating the creation of the world. So obviously, we automatically have that yachas with Ribono Shel Olam as the melech. The gilui, the hester panim, we don't even have to work today. So the whole thing is when we're working, we think we're independent. So we have to remind ourselves, no, we're avdei Hashem. When we're not working, so we feel the relationship with Hashem right away. So as a replacement for the ois of tefillin, we have the ois of Shabbos. But these are the two. That's why there's two oises always, right? There's the ois of the bris and the ois of the tefillin, because there's two. One is the ois of who you are, and one is the ois of what you're doing. and what you're thinking. That's a kshartam lo'is al yodecha, v'ayula toitofa is bein einecha, is the thoughts. So again, what I'm trying to bring out is that these mitzvahs, you know, oh wow, there's a parsha here, it talks about Torah, it talks about tefillin, it talks about, you know, Shema, Avas Hashem, there's a common theme in the buildup. We started off with the Achdos Hashem, that there is no other power in the Bria except through the Ribono Shel Olam. Then we say Baruch Shem, which is there's a struggle here. Do we see the full covenant? Do we not see the full covenant? Is it expressed yet in this world? Is it not expressed in this world? Can we experience it? We say it quietly. Then we say, well, we know that Hashem is Echad, and we know that everything He does is through Him. So now we have this Ava. We realize that the whole world is being run by Hashem. So now we have this desire to connect to Him. So how do we actually express that connection? Oh, we learn. That means that we're connected all day. And the Ava, and the learning itself brings to greater levels of Ava. Besides being an expression of the Ava, it brings to Ava. We don't just learn. We're not just satisfied having the knowledge. We want to be mechudad meficha, but we don't want to be involved in other things. We don't want to be distracted. We want to be constantly talking about it. Alev avecha. Right, and it should surround our whole day. Constantly, everything we do should be still working as through the Torah, connected to the Torah, and then finally, not finally, but then the tefillin as well is the same idea. It's the ois of our bris of our. Avdus to Hashem, how we're doing everything and think our thoughts and our actions are meshubed as Avdei Hashem. And that's what Kshatam Lois Al Yodecha is coming to tell us. The final one, obviously, oh, by the way, there's a Yaduadik of art, but I like saying it because it's a very nice pshat. It's Beis Halevi. I'm sure people know this word already, but it's a nice idea. This Beis Halevi talks about why. Was the Beis HaMikdash Nechrav because Al Shelo Berachu B'Torah Techila? Why is that such a bad thing? They didn't do Berachas HaTorah. So he says, Pshat is based on these Psukim, the Taz. The Taz asks, how come when you learn in the morning, you say Berachas HaTorah, you learn, then you go to work, when you come back, how come you don't make a new Bracha? Why isn't it a Hefzik? You should make a new Bracha when you come learn at night. So the Taz says, because you never really forgot about your learning. You didn't stop learning because as you're doing things at work, you're thinking, am I making a Kiddush Hashem? Am I doing what the Torah wants me to do right now? Am I being honest? Am I not being honest? Am I living with the same values that I should be living? So it was interesting. My father has been in the government and pretty high positions. So if someone here asked him to speak for boys that are, going out there in the world, whatever. So he said, you know, the topic of these speeches usually is how to deal with the conflict between, you know, your Yiddishkeit and the world and working. So he says, the whole premise of that question is wrong. He's assuming there's a conflict and you have to figure out how to resolve it. If you realize that there's no conflict because the way you live as a Yid, the values that you have, those same values you have there. It doesn't matter. I have to be different now when I'm in Beis Medrash, I'm like this. When I'm at work, I'm like this. And now there's a conflict, so how do I juggle? Don't juggle. Remember that there's values that you have when as a Yid, and you have to have the same values at work. So it's not a conflict. It's maybe a conflict in practical, but it's not a conflict in Hashkafa. In Hashkafa, it's the same values. So the point is if you remember that you're constantly doing it, so then there's no hefsek in your Birkas HaTorah because you're constantly living with the same values. So the whole day you're learning in the morning, there's no hefsek in the afternoon, and then you're learning again at night. So Zakta Beis Halevi, but if when you're working, you're not thinking about your Torah anymore, so you're working dishonestly, and you're working without the proper values, and you're doing everything you do the whole day dishonestly, so now there's a hefsek. When you come back at night, and you learn, you got to make a new bracha. Means what they learned that night was without a bracha. You know why? Because the whole day they stopped learning. So if it's shaykh to be mafsik, you're learning, it means that really the whole day you weren't thinking about Torah when you were working. You weren't thinking about how to be a yid. So the whole day was the problem. The bracha b'tera tchila means that they were mafsik, they're learning. That's what it means. It means that there was chala hefsik and they're learning. No, you shouldn't make a hefsik. You should be constantly thinking about it. So that's he says pshat. So anyway, the final mitzvah is the same thing. Uchsavtom al mezuzois beisecha uvisharecha You see on the very top shelf is Rambam. Ahava. Do you see the Sefer Ahava there? Sorry about you. Sorry. Yeah. So, what's the mitzvah mezuzah? So, the mitzvah mezuzah, Pashup Shad is the same thing. The mitzvah mezuzah is that okay, you put it up to show this is a Jewish house, whatever. No. The mitzvah mezuzah is not to show other people that inside it's a Jew. It's to remind you yourself that you're an Eved Hashem. And every time you leave the house, you should remind yourself, one second, I'm leaving. In here, I behave this way. But when I go out, what am I going to look like? So it's to remind you, as you're leaving the house, that, no, it says Shema in there. It says Hashem Echad. It says you're supposed to have Avas Hashem. It's supposed to, you remember everything is up to Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, when you're out there at the workplace, you got to do what you got to do. But remember, b'bom, it's not the Iker. And be honest, and it's all Avas Hashem, and it's all Yichud Hashem, it's not your boss is giving you anything. It's all coming from Ribono Shel Olam. So you're supposed to see the mezuzah, and then you're supposed to remind yourself when you leave that this is how you're supposed to behave. This is the Rambam. The Rambam, the last halacha in Hilchos Mezuzah, Perek Vav. In Hilchos Mezuzah, which Hilchos Tam, Perek Vav, he says, person has to be very careful with the mitzvah of mezuzah. It's a constant mitzvah. Again, these are constant mitzvahs. All the Torah, you're supposed to be constantly thinking about it. And every time you leave and come back, you're supposed to yifga. You're supposed to bump into the Yichud Hashem. And you should remember the Ahava, that you should want to connect to Hashem. The Yei or Mishnasai, and wake up from your slumber, from your sleep. Vishigyois of Bahavli Azman, and that you're so involved with the nonsense of this world. You're leaving to work. And remind yourself, wherever I'm going is a bunch of nonsense. So why are you doing it? I got to do it. But remember, it's nonsense, it's useless. I have to do it. It's a chiv to do it. So I have to do it. But that's not the ikar. And therefore, I'm going to do it with the proper ashkaf. Snap out of it. Every time you see the mezuzah, you snap out of it. Well, I have a taiva to make, to, you know, do what I got to do to come back with you know, X amount of dollars. No, remember, that's not the ikar. That's the point. So you gotta, you now, if the tefillin, if the mezuzah is there and you don't remember and you don't even see it in the morning, right? And you don't use, or you see it, you kiss it, whatever, but you're not thinking about what it says in there, because most people may not even know what it says in there. It says Shema, it says this whole thing. So you're supposed to remind yourself of all this that we're saying. So everything that we're saying now is in the mezuzah, and you're supposed to remind yourself when you see the mezuzah about it. So that's why the mezuzah is there. Now, I think I even said on Rosh Hashanah maybe, is that the lashon of this is so strong that it's the same lashon that the Rambam uses by the shofar. Everyone's waiting to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, by Rosh Hashanah, be good. The Rambam says, whatever you're thinking about when you hear the shofar, you're supposed to think about every day, right? Remez yesh boy. Kleimar Uri Yoshen Mishinaschem Nirdami with Tedemaschem Elo Ashoichem Esaevel Esaemes Behavle Azman. It's not the same washing, same words. You're sleeping, you're thinking about all the Hevel, and you gotta wake yourself up. Well, you don't have to wait to Rosh Hashanah. You could use the mezuzah, can replace the shofar. Every day you look at the mezuzah, you're supposed to remind yourself the same thing. So that's that Indian. So it comes out that this whole part, I think, is one thread, one main point. The point is, these mitzvahs are not just to get by, to do it, to do the chiv. These mitzvahs are tools that were given to us in order to develop our constant and deeper connection with the Rabbeinu Shalom through the mitzvahs, and it should be a constant thing. It should be a constant yachas and connection. What are you saying?
So it's
Oh, so
if it's pasul, So it's still doing the job, because you look at that, and then you remember, but then you make it, the things.
I mean, you could put an alarm on your phone also. Remember Hashem, you know, on your way to work. Okay, of course you could do your own tricks, but that's not doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. You want to get other ideas, you could also get other ideas to do that. But you have to do the mitzvah also. I'm not saying that if a person never thought about the mezuzah, he didn't do the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah, but that's not the point of the mitzvah. הוא עשה את המצווה, אבל זה לא הנקודה שצריכים לעשות את זה. זה לא הנקודה. That's not why the Torah was given to us. It was given to us to change us, to help us. Right? But,
No, so in Sekar, what's the Rambam talking about? It's for you, to remind you, and then preserve the Tshuva every moment, and then not make errors, and all
yeah.
What's
for sure.
Mezuzah,
now, by the way,
it's a Pesula, but it's still doing the job. You look at that, it's Pesula,
yeah.
It's missing one letter.
Right.
And you go,
okay. You said that, but you have to fix it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a question. There's a question because you are fulfilling them. There's a question that they ask that David HaMelech, it says that when he was in the Beis HaMerechatz, he had Chalisha Sadas and he was Arum Mikola Mitzvahs. He didn't have any mitzvahs. He had no tefillin, no tzitzis. You can't think in learning. So he had no mitzvahs with him. So how could it be that he's in one moment in life with no mitzvahs? And immediately he remembered that he has Bris Mila. So Frechter B'Kiveger, he's fulfilling the mezuzah l'chara. He has a house with a mezuzah. So why isn't he fulfilling the mitzvah mezuzah? So B'Kiveger has a whole shtickle there that maybe you only fulfill the mitzvah mezuzah when you're in the house, when you're doing the ma'aseh dira in the house. If you're not doing dira, maybe you don't have a mitzvah. So then he asks if that's true, and you come back in, it should be tassel v'nasa, whatever. But the point is, That maybe there is an inyan of the mezuzah even when you're not around the mezuzah. Just you could think about it even when you're not seeing it. I don't know. But the point the Rambam is saying the tachlis of the mitzvah is to get us to think about these inyanim. Okay, fine. Shkoyach.